Developing Listening Skills. Listening, A Conversation Between Classmates, page 16.
Hi, Linda. I've been looking for you. I wanted to return your notes from the lecture on Singapore. Thanks for letting me borrow them.
No problem. Sorry that you missed class. Are you feeling better?
Yes, a lot better. Thanks. Do you have time to answer a few questions for me? There were a few things in your notes that I didn't understand.
Sure.
Okay. So, first, you wrote here Singapura lion. What did you mean by that?
Oh, that's an easy one. Singapura is the original name for Singapore. It means lion city. And the symbol of the country is the merlion. It's a unique creature with the head of a lion and the body of a fish. The head of the lion relates to the name Singapura, and the body of the fish is because Singapore started off as a fishing village.
Interesting. Do you remember when modern Singapore was founded? I couldn't really read your handwriting here.
I think it was 18-something. Maybe 1819? So, you know, it's still a young country.
Okay. I don't really understand the section of your notes about Singapore's challenges. Could you explain that a bit more?
Sure. For one thing, Singapore doesn't really have much land, oil, wood, or other natural resources. Oh, and another thing. There's also a mix of people from different ethnic groups and with different religions and languages. They're all trying to conform to the laws and live together in a small space.
I didn't know that.
It's also a really small country, about 270 square miles, which is the size of the state of Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And it's 100% urbanized. All the people live in built-up areas. You probably read in my notes that Singapore has a very powerful economy for such a small country.
Yes, I remember that part. Your notes said that Singapore was ranked second in the world for having an innovative economy. So its economy is compatible with the economy of many larger countries.
It definitely is. And a lot of people think that Singapore couldn't have achieved that kind of success without Lee Kuan Yew.
He was the first prime minister, right?
Right. He was prime minister for 30 years or something. And he stayed active in politics until he retired. It was recently, maybe 2011. So his ideas dominated Singapore politics for over 50 years.
You know, the Singaporeans I've met all work very hard. They seem to want to be number one in everything.
I think you're right. It's probably got to do with the spirit of Kiasu.
Kiasu?
Yes, it means afraid to lose. It's an idea that some people have internalized, and it makes them work hard to be the best. For example, Singapore has one of the world's busiest shipping ports, and it has one of the world's best healthcare systems.
That's impressive. What about the laws in Singapore? What did you write about chewing gum?
Well, you can't sell chewing gum in Singapore. It's illegal, and the police enforce that law. Spitting on the street can also get you a huge fine. And then there's a fine for forgetting to flush the toilet in a public place.
I think that the laws seem way too strict, don't you?
Actually, no. I don't think so. Those laws make Singapore one of the cleanest and safest places to live in the world. In my opinion, I'd rather have strict laws and safe streets than lenient laws and more crime.
I'm not so sure about that. I think it's a debatable point. But I agree that Singapore is an interesting place.
Definitely.
Okay. I think you've answered all my questions.
Good.
Thanks again for your notes. See you next class.
Yes, see you then.